KCBC, Destination Global. Music is life. Life is love.
Up next, Melanated and Spiritually Woke. This episode of Melanated and Spiritually Woke is brought to you by Chambers Studio. Chambers Studio is where audio editing and mastering meet perfection. For more information, call 510-969-4396 or log on to chambers.net. That's chambers.net. New and live episodes of Melanated and Spiritually Woke air every first and third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, Adorable Earth Angel brings you Melanated and Spiritually Woke on KCBZ, Destination Global.
Welcome to Melanated and Spiritually Woke. I'm your host, Adorable Earth Angel. I'm a holistic wellness educator of 12 years with a master's in public health, energy healing of 7 years, and have been a Black female spiritual alchemist my whole life. Each week, we'll be sharing uplifting, spiritually focused wellness practices to best support you in regaining your personal power, or we'll have special guest interviews with the same intention. This show is in service to all those listening, and especially for folks of color who are seeking information to support their physical, mental, and emotional spiritual awakening. These practices will help you live your best life. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Melanated and Spiritually Woke. This is Adorable. And we're coming to you live from Oakland, California. Thank you for joining us today for our very, very first show. This is very exciting. And in this moment, I invite you to envision a moment in your life that could be enhanced by grounding down into the truth of who you are. The show is born out of a need, a necessity for us to be truthful in these times. These hard times that we live in, there's so much chaos and turmoil within ourselves, within our communities. But what would it mean right now to ground down in the fact, in the knowingness that your story matters? Speaking of stories, I like to share my story really quickly as to let you know just who I am and what I am about and what this show is about. I am a Black woman who lives in Oakland, California, and who is a practitioner of the healing arts. That means is I literally study the flow of energy, of our personal power, the energy that's within us, how the energy forms, how it moves us and informs us in our decisions, how it impacts our physical health and our mental health and our spiritual well-being. And I study this because I came from a background, I came from a people whose energy was taken. Personal energy, personal power taken, and its influence and how it influenced my understanding as a little one being born into this world, into a family of folks who have also been taken from, whose family had been taken from, whose family had been taken from, and so on and so forth. And so this moment that I find myself in as an energy healer, working within my community, connecting with people who come from a place of being taken from. Energy healing for me felt like the most practical thing to undergo in my educational process, because what I found was that as I studied energy, as I studied the flow of it, the remarkable qualities of what could happen once we regain our energy became so evident. And that energy healing offers melanated folks who've been oppressed, who've been held in a particular place in their life. It gives them the ability to break free. So on that quest, I found myself positioned with the opportunity of growing and expanding and building. And the only reason I knew that I needed to do that is because I came from a place of feeling very oppressed, very, very unhealed. I came bustling into this world in the height of the AIDS epidemic and the crack epidemic, and it was a very dark time. And you know, being an astrologer, I would also throw in, it was the time of a lot of Plutonian energy. Pluto was very heightened in that moment. And Pluto is the energy of the underlord of darkness and of transformation and of death and of rebirth. And so all of me and all the 90s babies out there, we were born into that soup, that primordial soup of just a lot of strength and resilience, as we maybe define it later. But at the time, it was a very challenging moment. And when I came onto the scene and I was a little girl, I just looked around and saw what the adults are going through. And in my mind, I couldn't understand. Why were we so angry? Why were we so sad? Why were people medicating? Why were people using drugs? All these questions, but no answers. Why could I see energy? Why could I see things that adults couldn't? Again, no adults can answer. No adults could understand. There was nothing for me on this planet that would inform this awakening and this knowledge. And so what I did as a little girl, maybe some of you did this too. You knew you were special, right? You knew you had the ability to understand the world in a different capacity. But what felt safe, what felt like survival, was tucking that information deep down inside and burying it. And hoping to God that you could just be a normal person. That you could just be a normal person. What did normal mean for me growing up? Maybe it meant a lot of similar things for you as well. It meant being a good Christian girl. Focusing on Jesus. Focusing on wearing stockings and being silent. And so I tried that out as a kid for a while, and it was so disenchanting, and I was so confused all the time. I knew that there were more parts of me, but I felt that, the energetic suppression of my identity as a little black girl, and not quite understanding what that would mean later on in life as I would grow. But within that, flash forward 20 years later, and huge part of that journey was so important in seeding the movement that I'm wanting to invoke within this show. And it is a movement towards claiming our energy and claiming our birthright of being spiritually aligned with our destiny, spiritually aligned with who we really are. And so what I've come to notice in my practice and within my own spiritual process is that my purpose for being here on this planet is to be a spiritual warrior of justice, to activate and enliven and inspire those. And the inspiration, the very thing that is bringing about this big global change and this shift of identity at a minute level, is my story. And I'm sure it's your story too. The story of suppressed personal energy that then breaks through into a full, aligned, and awakened, and enlightened being. That's what it means within us, within our DNA, within our melanated DNA, within this lineage of energetics, seven generations back, that we have this untapped potential. What would it mean to unlock this untapped potential and to move us closer and closer and closer to who we really are? Well, you know, a lot of people would define that. A lot of spiritual gurus or different types of people, as they would label themselves teachers, would define that as a spiritual awakening. Which, in my story, in my non-linear story of why I'm doing this show, happened much later in my journey. It happened right around college. It was when I first found my spiritual awakening. And within my understanding of my spiritual awakening, there was this, as a melanated person, there was a lot of anger. You know, being spiritually woke actually induced a lot of anger, because there was this recognition that I could have been more powerful than I knew I was at the time. Where was all this power at before? How come no one told me before? And the answer was that nobody in my family knew how powerful they were. And you may know people in your family that just don't know how powerful they are. They just give their power away and don't have the opportunity to identify with the truth being an essence of who they are. And if you're that person, or if you know someone like that, this show is your show. The show is here for you. The show serves as a space for you to connect with this inner divinity. That as you wake up, as you live your day, that you know that there's something more to the everyday routine that brings you back to your bed, that brings you back awake. And then as you start that process over again, you know that there's something evolving in you. This show is for you if you feel within the resonance of what it means to be spiritually woke, what it means to fully claim your power, what it fully means to connect with this inner divinity that oftentimes we push aside or we call as weird or woo-woo or crazy. These labels that we place upon something that is actually pure at its essence. Has anyone ever told you that you're pure at your essence? Has anyone ever kind of given you that indication that that's who you really are at your core? And if not, I hope you hear that right now. Because we need you to wake up, and we need everybody who looks like you to wake up, and all the people who don't look like you to wake up. And a huge part of that is us activating a deep intrinsic knowing that we're worthy. That we're worthy of being in that power. And so my nonlinear story is I came into more power. I recognized that I had to heal myself. Am I perfectly healed? No. But you don't have to be perfectly healed to do something in the world. There are a lot of imperfectly healed people that are changing the game, that are disrupting industries, that are taking down giants in their imperfections. And so this show is going to be a weekly experience, and it's an interactive experience that allows for everyone to lean into it. Today's a live show, and I literally can feel the energy of those that are listening, that are watching. I just want to thank you for being here and contributing your vibration to this experience and to being here and helping us to birth this show. You know, the producer and I, we sat with the decision of creating shows that were at first just shows that we pre-recorded, and we have some. And then we just came in today and we're just like, you know what? Do you feel the spirit of what's in the air right now? Do you feel the spirit of like what needs to be spoken to right now? Let's just go live. Let's take the script. Let's throw it away. Let's go live and let's have a real experience. And so what you're hearing right now is the realness of this moment that we're live. And so within that, I'm curious, like, what makes you come alive? What do you want this show to do? What do you want us to talk about? What do you want to hear? What do you want to see? What do you want to feel like within the show? What would make you feel a sense of home? Like you've come home to something. What would make you feel a sense of being alive, that you can live your best life? What in your life is not showing you that, that this show can show you? Because if we co-create this show, if we make this for us by us, then this show can actually do what it's intended to do, which is create a service, create a possibility for us to grow. The show is about creating community in spaces where there might not feel the essence of people accepting us for who we really are. As I came out of the spiritual closet, my nonlinear story in college, I found that it was a really scary thing to do. You know, not a lot of people were talking about spirituality who looked like me, not openly. A lot of my friends knew me as one thing, even a different name, and now they're knowing me as this person. And it was a huge, huge sacrifice, but it was something that I felt like I was born to do. And I'm feeling for the people that are listening, there's things that you're born to do that you're not living into and leaning into right now. There's things that you're born to do that you see the signs around. You know, you see, you wake up, you look outside, you see the signs, you're driving. You maybe it's, you know, for some people, they see sacred geometry. You know, they see 111, they see 1111, they see, 888. They see these numbers. They're like, what does that mean? Or maybe you see it. Maybe there's the animal. You keep seeing a dragonfly, or you keep seeing a hawk above you. And like, you're curious. You're fascinated. You're leaning into that. And hopefully this show serves as another symbol, another fascinating thing for you to conjure and personalize. The show is here to be personal, and it's here to touch you and to create a salve and create a balm, B-A-L-M, a balm to kind of like go off within you, to heal. Because when we're all healed and we're all woken, there's true liberation for everybody. And so I'm sitting here live and I'm listening to the energy of people who are listening in. I'm feeling out the frequencies of what's coming alive. As I sit here, I'm being told to really speak to the essence of this moment. The essence of this moment right now is communication. Maybe you out there who are listening are leaning into new ways of communicating and connecting. And are noticing maybe ways that you were communicating and connecting in the past just isn't working, and you don't feel that sense of nourishment, that sense of being seen, that sense of being heard and connected with. And so I'm getting this image of an opportunity for those listening to really lean into the essence of what you want to say. We hold the essence of our words, what we're going to say, we hold that in a place called our throat chakra. This is an Indian system of energetics. Maybe you've heard of chakras before. There's seven within this particular lineage of information. And so I invite you to think the chakra is this energy system, and it's thinking of a flower right where your throat is. And you may be driving or doing something where you can't really stop and close your eyes, but don't do that, please. But if you can, just for a moment, place your hand over your throat and just take some breaths. Because as we sit with the activation of the very first show today, my question is to you, what are you willing to communicate? What truth are you willing to speak to? What activation feels real within your throat? That the throat is the area where our words meet reality. And what words haven't met reality lately? What confusions around what words need to be spoken? And so as you sit there and keep your hand on your throat and just breathe, and I invite you to feel this energy of blue light. Blue light is the color of that particular chakra. And as you breathe in, just feel blue light from your fingertips, from your palm. As you breathe in, allow that energy to flood into your throat. And as you breathe out, allow all of the stress and toxins and emotions of all of the unspoken words to leave. So we're just going to do that together as a practice. Breathing in this beautiful, purifying blue light energy into the throat chakra. And releasing all you no longer need. Let's do that two more times together as a group. Breathing in. And breathing out. One more time. Breathing in. And let go of those words. Let go of those words that need to be spoken. Another image I'm getting, thank you for that activity. Another image that I'm getting is blue is the energetics of water. And communication is a lot like water because it's a river. It's a river of consciousness that we tap into when we open our mouths to speak. And in my yoga teacher training one time, a message that was clearly stated and I learned was, a teacher turned to us and he said, when thinking to share something, you must ask yourself, is it necessary? Is it true? And does it improve upon the silence? Is it necessary? Is it true? And does it improve upon the silence? And so within that, now that blue energy is in your throat chakra and it's open and you're speaking your truth, we also want to put a filter and a lens on that throat chakra of compassion, right? We don't want to go out and start saying things that would then tarnish the energetics of this world. Speaking our truths with love and light, speaking a truth that's necessary, that improves upon the space, that brings a sense of joy and continuity of who you are to the surrounding environment. So not trying to chop or break down or separate, but actually speaking from a place of your real authenticity. So then that today, and that's ultimately what I'm hoping to do, and that this show is serving as a platform for, that the guests on this show, that myself, that everyone included, that you, that we're all having an authentic conversation that's uplifting, that's connected with love, that's improving upon the space, that's improving upon the world, that's uplifting melanated people and our allies, all of the allies that are listening as well. Because I know that there are allies listening. I know that there are non-melanated folks that are participating in this conversation because they're wanting to learn how to be better allies. They're wanting to learn how to show up better for folks that they see are in their process of healing, and that we can't really heal by ourselves. There's no really such thing, that we need each other to heal. But this is a Black and Brown and POC focused podcast, and all of the various ethnic groups in this podcast and their lack of representation is been seen, and that this show fills a gap for that. So as we sit with this energetic practice that we activated today, what are the ways in which you are using your voice right now to uplift people of color? How are you being an ally? What words are you using to really activate spaces for their empowerment? How are you asking questions in a way that doesn't offend, that actually uplifts? How are you remaining in a curious place with your questions? If you're a person of color listening to this, as many of us are, how are you not suppressing your voice in front of white people? What do you need to say without a sense of fear of what's the result? You know, how do you step into expressing yourself with love and positivity and kindness and vulnerability? And so that's the energy of this live show right now, is that communication is what's on people's mind, or it's in the vibration of the air. And I'm sensing, like, I'm just getting the sense that there's words that need to be spoken to people, this energetics of forgiveness, maybe there's people that need to be forgiven right now in our lives that are activating a lot of, they're teaching us a lot, right? Maybe some of you know what I'm talking about. There's people in your life right now that are teaching you a lot, and you're like, oh wow, you're teaching me a lot about patience and about forgiveness. And I thank you, teacher. And is there a way that you can turn towards that conflict with this activation of your throat chakra and speak with kindness, with love and dignity for yourself, what your needs are? And to that person, what do they need you to say in order for them to understand who you are and what you need right now? Are you open to that? Are you willing to do that healing work as a community with us today? Because we're a community right now, everybody. And as we do this work together, this energetic healing work, we uplift ourselves within the network of this show, and it trickles out into the world. We have to do the work, though. We have to do the work together, myself included. And so that's a practice for today. because in these times there's a lot of energetics of anger. You're gonna notice on the show I incorporate a lot of astrology because I'm a student of astrology. Astrology is an energy system that has been in the process for millennia, for a very long time. And within that, a lot of astrologers recognize that our energy corresponds to the energetics of the stars. You may notice that there's certain aspects of your personalities that can be explained through the energetics of your birth chart. So this show is going to be weaving together using a lot of astrology within the energy healing spectrum. We're going to be talking a lot about self-care, using energy, talk about the energetics of crystals and gemstones, mantras, sound healing. We're talking about human design, which is the energetics of how your aura operates. So a lot of new topics that many of my listeners have maybe never heard before. We're going to be breaking that down piece by piece, giving kind of an opportunity for us to re-envision who you are with more personal power. Yeah, personal power. The idea that we are persons that have this power that's unmistakable, undeniable. And why would we ever want to deny being such powerful people, right? Could you imagine what life would be like if everybody knew their personal power? Like if everyone knew their birth charts and they knew, oh, you know what? This is why. Or they knew their fault. Like when I found out my father's birth chart, I was like, oh man, I forgive you, Dad. Oh man, Dad, this is who you are. Like, why would I ever be mad at you? Shout out to my dad, Hunter Vassar out there. Love you, Dad. Thanks for listening in. Feel you listening in right now. Yeah, why would I ever be mad at anybody ever again when I know their birth chart? When I know that energetically this is what they showed up for as a soul. Their soul was like, you know what? I'm going to be born under these stars and I'm going to show up this way. And I'm like, you know what? I could love that person now. I can get over myself and be like, okay, I'm going to love you because this is what you want to do with your energy. This is how you're trying to experience the world, right? And that could be said for every one of us. So sometimes we're like, well, I don't want to get too deep. It's like, well, can you afford not to get deep these days? Can you really afford not to know yourself? Can we afford not to? When there's so much suffering in the world and we're experiencing so much suffering, you know, when I work with clients that want to do their birth chart and they want to get into their energetics and they want to do energy healing and clear blocks, it's like, I really just have a lot of admiration for those clients because it does take effort and work to want to do that work and want to heal. You know, it isn't something that is the path of ease at times. But we must, because we are constantly evolving. You know, you constantly are wanting new things with your life. The only way to have new things is to change your frequency and your vibration. And that's through releasing energy that is no longer serving you. That's why we did that throat chakra energy healing. And that's why on the show, we're gonna continue doing practices together as a group. You're gonna continue having a support system with this show. You're going to continue seeing us show up on this show for you in ways that support your personal, spiritual, mental, physical growth. And we're going to continue building community all around that. And the shows that we've created for you are really here to support not just yourself, but your family, your connection with your family, bettering your connection with your coworkers, bettering your connection with your pastor, or bettering your connection with your mom, with your partner. We're going to be talking about love. We're going to be talking about finance. We're going to be using energy healing to dissect every single part of our lives until we feel that personal power that I keep talking about. Personal power is the buzzword of the day. Communication and personal power. Those are the buzzwords of the day. And so I'm really excited that you joined us for our very first show. If anything that you felt today resonated with you, I invite you to further investigate that. If you heard me say your natal birth chart in astrology, and you're like, whoa, she said that and I felt something. Or if you heard me say throat chakra when we were talking about the blue light on our throats and speaking our truth, I invite you to actually do something actionable today to push that forward, you know, today. Because that's how we actually create behavior change, is when we actually do things today. You know, it's one thing to listen to a show and consume it and be like, that was great. Like, that girl got it going on. No, y'all, I am not up here because I like the sound of my voice, which is beautiful. That's not why I'm on this show. I'm on this show because I want to help change lives. And the only way we're going to do that is if you say, okay, adorable, I'm going to take this energy that you're throwing out there and I'm going to put it into my life right now. And I'm going to be here coaching you saying that, you know, like, I love you, but do the work. I love you, but do everything that we talked about that resonated, because we need everyone to wake up. We really do. We need everyone to do their part. And so on that note, that loving note, I hope to catch you back here next week. We'll have a brand new show for you, of course. And that show can be found on kcbzradio.com. If you can't catch it live, all of the replays will be put there. So you can catch all of our, you can catch today's show. It'll be posted on the website. And you can just hear more about what we're up to. We have so much beautiful programming over at kcbzradio.com. You should see all the amazing content that we're producing. Thank you so much. Coming from you live from Oakland, California, this is Melanated and Spiritually Woke, and I'll see you next time.